everyone. My name is Andrew Stewart, and this is my colleague Doug Belshaw. We're speaking here today as individuals based upon our experience of working with Purvest and also a whole range of CHISC projects. We believe that the future of technology in education is bleak for two reasons. Number one, because we don't yet understand what the purpose of education is, and number two, because we're always playing catch-up. The future of technology in education is two steps removed from the central problem. It's predicated upon understanding A, what the future of education will be, and B, what the purpose of education is. Doug and I have spent the last 9 months working to expand the debate around what the purpose of education should be, and we've had a fantastic response, but we need more. We implore everyone and anyone to get involved with the debate at purpose.org.uk. It'll help us to inform what the purpose is, what the future will look like, and ultimately what technologies will enable us to move forward.
So my name's Doug Belshaw, and the second problem about why the future of education is bleak is that we're always playing catch-up. So the image on the screen behind me is from a CHISC observatory session at Alt-C last month, and delegates were asked to put red and blue dots on the Gartner hype cycle. So the red dots indicate societal adoption of mobile technologies, and the blue ones has to do with educational institutions' adoption of mobile technologies. And it looks quite depressing, doesn't it? And in fact, all the images, if you go to the website, look the same as that. But actually, I think we don't really understand what innovation is. We're like dogs chasing after shiny cars, always want to implement the latest and greatest technologies. There's three stages to innovation. First stage is invention, the second stage is early innovation, and the third stage is systemic innovation. And what we've done is we've outsourced invention to the market because we just can't keep up. But that means that in early innovation, we have to adopt those market-based technologies to education. And then something new comes out, and we never get around to systemic innovation. So there's two reasons why the future of technology and education is bleak. The first reason is because we don't understand the purpose of education, and the second is because we're always playing catch-up. Thank you.